Welcome to, and in this first session of the module, I want to teach you about the Red Rider of War, who is one of the four horsemen of Trading Apocalypse. The Red Rider of War is a metaphor I will use in this module for your fear of being wrong, because of the internal psychological conflict that is the hallmark of this particular fear. I'm Les Meehan, founder of the RightMindTrader.com Academy, and I want to tell you about a very real problem that seriously limits your trading profit potential. The specific problem I am referring to is that most people have a deep desire to be right about most things, because being right makes your ego feel better. Whereas being wrong can really hurt on various psychological levels. When you know or even think you are wrong about something, it creates negative feelings and produces an unpleasant emotional and psychological state. Most people would prefer not to experience the unpleasant feelings resulting from being wrong, and so try to avoid being wrong at all costs. However, the very harmful consequence of always trying to be right is that it creates the very real fear of being wrong. The Red Rider of the fear of being wrong is a powerful influencer of your trading decisions and behaviours, and quite regularly contributes to you losing profits. Let me tell you about Mike, one of my private trader coaching clients, whose deep-seated need to always be right was so strong that as soon as a market moved against his planned setup, his fear of being wrong was triggered. His Red Rider of fear was so strong that it caused his mind to go into a state of denial each time the market moved against him. Once in this state of denial, his Red Rider of fear was so in control of his mind that he was unable to accept what was really happening. And this prevented him taking risk management actions, with the inevitable consequence that he routinely lost much more money than was necessary. You may have had similar experiences to Mike, but don't worry, because this doesn't need to continue, and in this module I will teach you everything you need to know to be able to better understand and then defeat your own Red Rider of the fear of being wrong. So how do you know when your Red Rider has come galloping into your trading mind? Let me teach you now the three most important symptoms or signs to look out for in order to be able to recognize the rise of your fear of being wrong. Later in this module, I will also teach you powerful deep mind techniques to help you deal with these symptoms. But as usual, we need to bring them into your conscious awareness first. The first and most noticeable symptom that your Red Rider has made an appearance in your trading is when you start to have the feeling of doubt. Doubt is one of the first signs that your fear of being wrong has been triggered. When you start to doubt yourself in what you are thinking, planning, or doing, then you know your Red Rider is with you. The second symptom that your Red Rider is with you is when you start to feel anxiety. Anxiety is always caused by imagining some bad experience or negative consequence in the future. Your anxiety will trigger when you start to think about future results of a possible trade, rather than staying focused on creating a good trade setup and execution. The third most important symptom, and a consequence of the first two, is the inactivity caused by procrastination. Procrastination is not taking a desired or intentional action. In your trading, procrastination will cost you lots of money, because although you may be frozen and inactive, the market you are engaged with never will be. The market will keep on going for good or for ill. So now you know what to look out for. Where should you be looking? Let's explore the common trading scenarios in which you can expect these Red Rider fear symptoms to manifest. Where will your Red Rider make his appearances? The first stage of trading usually involves research and planning a setup, and this is also the first place you can expect a visit from your Red Rider. The fear of being wrong can make you doubt your research and trading plan, and you will be aware of this influence if you notice you are going over things more than is necessary. You keep rechecking things even though you know the information is correct. This is a sure sign that doubt is occupying your mind. This doubt will inevitably lead to concerns about future results, triggering your anxiety, and possibly a reluctance to move past this first stage of trading, i.e. procrastination. The next stage of your trading will involve executing your trade setup. Actually entering the market and your red rider of the fear of being wrong can be very strong at this point, resulting in delaying your entry or avoiding the trade altogether in case things go wrong. The third stage where you need to be vigilant of your red rider is when your trade is live and the market is volatile. If the market isn't doing exactly what you expected and planned for, i.e. proving you to be right in your planning and decisions, your fear of being wrong will intensify rapidly. This is a dangerous time, and you can expect some emotionally led disastrous trading if you allow your red rider to trample over your self-control. The next danger point is when you have exited a trade. Even when you have exited a trade, your fear of being wrong may still haunt you, depending on the outcome of the trade. So awareness of your red rider at this stage of your trading is also important. If the trade went against you and your plan, you may suffer a severe dent to at least your ego and also to your self-confidence and self-belief, both of which are connected to your fear of being wrong, as I will teach you in the next session. As you can now see, the fear of being wrong manifests itself in most, if not all, aspects of your trading, and if left unchecked will definitely negatively impact on both your trading performance and behaviours, and on your bottom line trading profits. If you don't use the techniques I will teach you later in this module, expect to lose money consistently simply from continuing to allow your red rider to trample over you using your fear of being wrong. To summarize this session, we noted the main symptoms you can expect to experience when the red rider comes a-calling, as doubt, anxiety, and procrastination. You also learned that the red rider can make his presence felt at almost any stage of your trading, but particularly when 1. Planning a setup using doubt to undermine you. 2. During a live trade, when anxiety will be used against you. And 3. After exiting a trade, when the doubt and anxiety can cause procrastination because of the fear of mistakes on the next trade. Okay, your understanding of how your red rider of fear operates and where you can expect him to appear in your trading is growing steadily. And in the next session, I will teach you more about the in-depth psychology that is underlying your fear of being wrong and powering your red rider. Let's get under the saddle of your red rider of the fear of being wrong right now. So come and join me in the second content-rich session.